Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parsha Shemini. That's Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. And the Pasuk says, "Vaydaber Shalom Moshe v'al Aaron lemor aleihem." Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron to say to them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. What does that mean? El Moshe v'el Aaron le Moshe Omar sheyomer le Aaron. He told Moshe to tell this to Aaron. Lemor aleihem, to say to them, to say to whom? Omar sheyomer le Elazar yisomer. He told Moshe to tell Aaron to tell Elazar yisomer. Ayena el lemor le Yisrael. Perhaps it means that he should tell to Klal Yisrael. Vakshuaymer, since the next Pasuk says, "Dabar al Bnei Yisrael," speak to the Bnei Yisrael. Hari Dibor Amal Yisrael. So next pasuk is talking to Klal Yisrael. Hamani Mekayim Lemer Aleim. So what does Lemer Aleim mean? Levanov LeElazar Yisamar, to tell his sons Elazar and Yisamar. Back to Chumash pasuk Beis, "Dabar al Bnei Yisrael Lemer," speak to the Bnei Yisrael, saying, "Zois Hachay Asher Teichlu." These are the wild animals that you can eat. Mikol Behem Asher Al Arts, from all animals that are on the land. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Beis, "Dabar al Bnei Yisrael as Kulam Hishva Liyas Shluchim Dibor Zeh." Everyone over here is including being messengers in this Dibor. Lefisha Hushvu Bedmima VeKiblu Aleim Gzeres Hamakam Meava. Since all them, Aaron, Elazar, and Yisamar, were quiet when Nadav and Avihu died, they accepted Hashem's gezeira ba'ava. Zois ha'chaya, l'shein chayim, chaya, wild animal, non-domesticated animal, is a lashon, an expression of life. L'fisha Yisrael d'vukam v'makam urim l'is chayim. Since Klal Yisrael, they cling to Hashem, they're close to Hashem, and they're fitting to be alive. L'fikach v'dilam min ha'tumah v'gazar alei mitzvahs. That's why Hashem separated them from tumah and gave them mitzvahs. Ulu ma'sa'olam l'asar klum. Hashem didn't ask for anything to ulu ma'sa'olam. Mashal l'roif v'shenech z'vakar z'chayla. This is a mashal to a doctor that went in to go visit two sick people. To one sick person, he told the family, "Give him anything you want, any sort of food." To the other sick person's family, he told them, "Be very careful with his diet. He's only allowed to eat this. He's only allowed to drink that." So the second family said, "What about the first one? The first sick person, you said he could eat whatever he wants, and our sick family member is not allowed to eat whatever they want? That's not fair." So the doctor said, "That's because that other patient, he's not going to live at all, so he could do whatever he wants. Whereas your family member is going to live, so we have to prescribe a very strict diet so that he'll be able to live." And the nimshal is obvious. All the umas ha'olam, they're not alive. It's not considered like they're living, so they could do whatever they want. Klal Yisrael is alive. They're connected to Hashem, and therefore they have a very strict diet. Some things are allowed to eat, some things are not allowed to. Kedisa Mezrim Tanachuma. This comes from Mezrim Tanachuma. The pasuk says Zois Hachaya. Now we know that anytime the pasuk says Ze or Zois, that means that we see the thing in front of us. This teaches us Moshe Rabbeinu had the Chaya itself and showed it to Klal Yisrael. Zois Taychlu, Zois Loi Taychlu. This animal you could eat, this animal you can't eat. Ze Taychlu, Ze Loi Taychlu. Even when the pasuk talks about water creatures, Moshe Rabbeinu held that creature and showed it to Klal Yisrael. Same thing with birds. As Eila Teshaktsu Min Oif, this is an abomination. Bechein Beshratzim, also Beshratzim, Vezeh Lechem Atame. All these things, Moshe Rabbeinu held it, so it was a show and tell with different animals and birds and fish and everything like that. The Moshe Rabbeinu physically showed them that which was kosher and that which wasn't kosher. Zois Hachaya Mikol Behema, Malamet Shebehema Bechal Chaya. This teaches us that Behema is part of Chaya because they're both mentioned in the same pasuk. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, we're going to start talking about animals. Kol Mafreses Parsa, anything whose hoof is split, Vishoy Sas Shesa Parasais, it's completely split into two. Ma'alas Ger Behema, and it's an animal that brings up its cud, meaning it chews its cud. Oisa Teichelu, that you're allowed to eat. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel. Mafreses Kitar Guma Sedika, it's cracked, it's split. Parsa, this is the hoof. Vishoy Sas Shesa Shemuv Delos Milamala Umilamata B'Shtei Tziparnin, it's completely split into two hooves. Kitar Gumay Umitalfa Tilfin. Sheyesha Parsois of Sedukas Milamala, there's some animals that the top of their hoof is split. Ve'in Shesuas Mufdalos Lagamri, but it's not completely split. Shalom Milamata Mechubaris. Down below at the bottom of the hoof, it's connected. Malas Gera, what does that mean? It brings up its cud. Mala Umekia Oicho Mimea, it brings up and regurgitates the food that's inside its stomach. It brings it back up into its mouth to crush it and to chew it up really finely. Skip this Rashi Geira, go to the next Rashi, Babahema, Tevazu Yisera Hiludrasha. This is an extra word. We don't have to have the word Behema over here, but it's coming to teach us something. Lahatar is Hashalul Hanimtsu Mei Imai. A fetus that's found inside the mother is allowed to be eaten as well, even without Shechita. Taichelu, what does that mean? Also, Taichelu, the Pasuk says, Vloi Behema Tameo, you're not allowed to eat a Tame animal. Vale Bazarahi. Rashi asks later on, the Pasuk tells us you're not allowed to eat a Tame animal. What do we need another word over here to tell us you're not allowed to eat a tame animal? El lavar olea ba'aseh v'lois haseh. If a person eats a non-kosher animal, he's over both an aseh and a lois haseh. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet. Achazeh lois haichlu, but from these you're not allowed to eat, mimalei ha-gero u'mafrisei ha-parsa, from those that either chew their cud or have a split hoof, as ha-gamal, the camel, kimalei gerahu, it chews its cud, u'parsei none mafris, but it does not have split hooves, tamehu lachem, it's tame to you. Ves ha-shafan, shafan is sometimes translated as hyrax, but there's machlokes about it, kimalei gerahu, it chews its cud, u'parsei lo yafris, but it doesn't have split hooves. Tami hu lachem, it's tami to you. That's arneves, the arneves, sometimes translated as hare or rabbit, but there's machlokes about this. Kimala geirahi, it does chew its cud, uparsalahi frisa, but it doesn't have split hooves. We all know what a chazir is. Kimafris parsahu. It does have split hooves. Vishaisa shesa parsa, and it's completely split into two. But vahu gerer lo yigar. It does not chew its cud. Tamehu lachem. It's tame to you. Mibsarim loisaychelu. You're not allowed to eat from their flesh. Uvin vlasim loisigo. Do not touch their carcass. Tmeim hem lachem. These are tame to you. Let's see Rashi pasach ches. Mibsarim loisaychelu. Do not eat from their flesh. Ainli ela elu. I only know these. Shaybehem tmeya. Other tame animals. Shein la shum siman tahara. That doesn't have any sort of simanim of tahara. These at least have some simanim of tahara. Either split hooves or they chew their cud. But what about other animals that don't have anything at all? Minayin, how do we know those are asur to eat? Amar to kavachemer, we have a kavachemer. Uma elu sheish ben katzah simani tahara asurais. These have even some simani tahara and they're still asur to eat. Other ones that don't have any simani tahara, of course they're asur to eat. Mibsarim, it says in the pasuk their flesh is asur. Al basarim bazhara, you're not allowed to eat the flesh. V'leil al tzamis v'ginim v'karnayim u'tlafayim, but not on the bones and the sinews and the horns and the hooves. Those aren't necessarily asur. Oven v'lasim l'sigo, do not touch the carcass. Yachli yisrael mazharim magen vela. You might think that a regular yisrael, someone who's not a kain, is not allowed to touch the carcass of an animal. Tamalimer, the pasuk says, Emeral Kayanim, Kayhanim Musharim. Only Kayhanim are not allowed to touch the carcass of an animal. Ben Yisrael Musharim, but not Klai Yisrael. Kavachayim Me'ata, we have a Kavachayimer. Umat Thomas Hameis Chamura Lay His Abral Kayanim, Thomas Nevela Kalu, Lakal Shekin, Umat Tamalimer Lay Sigo. It implies over here in this pasuk that no one's allowed to touch it, even a regular Yisrael. But Regal, that's talking about specifically on Yontif. Vizasha Amru Chayiv Admatar Atzmai Regal. Everyone, even Yisrael, has to make sure that he's 100% Tahar on Regal on Yontif. Back to Chomish Pasuk Tas, now we're moving to the water. As these are allowed to eat from anything in the water. Anything that has fins and scales in the water, in the seas and streams, those you're allowed to eat. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Tes, snap here. Elu sheshat b'hayim. This is what they used to swim with. That's the fins. Kaskesis is scales. Elu klipin hakavuim b'ay. This is some sort of shell-like thing which is attached to the animal. We all know what scales are. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud v'chalasher. Elu snap here v'kaskesis b'hayamim v'anachalim. Anything that does not have fins and scales in the seas and rivers. Mikol sheret hamayim, from any of the creeping things in the water. Umikol nefesh chayah sheret hamayim, and from any of the living things that's in the water. Sheketeim lachem. It's an abomination for you. Sheketeim lachem. It shall be treated as an abomination for you. Mibsarim loisachelu. Do not eat from their flesh, and their carcasses you shall treat as abomination. Anything that does not have fins and scales in the water, it's an abomination for you. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Even if some sort of treif water animal gets mixed into one of your dishes, it's going to be usur if it imparts taste into your dish. Fins and the bones of a not kosher fish are not usur. This is including gnats or mosquitoes that were strained out of water. Pasuk Yud Beis and Rashi call Shir Einloi. Matam Alem. What's this teaching us? Shayachu. You might think Einli El Sheimoter El Hamal Simon Mshalay Labasha. You might think the only kosher fish are the type is when you bring it onto dry land, it still has fins and scales. But he Shiron Bamayim Minayin. What about something that sheds its scales in the water? There are certain types of fish that when you're pulling it out of the water, as it's fighting, its scales fall off. How do you know that that type of fish is kosher? Tam Alem. The pasuk says Call Shir Einloi Snapir Vekaskes Es Bamayim. If it doesn't have it in the water, Haim Hayu. But if it has it in the water, even though it sheds its scales as it's coming up, mutter, you're still allowed to eat that type of fish. And now back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, talking about birds. The following you shall abominate from birds. You shall not eat them. They're an abomination. As ha-nesher, ves-ha-paris, ves-ha-azniyah, all these types. Nesher is usually translated as eagle. Ves-ha-da, ves-ha-aya lamina, and the da-aya for its type. Is called arev luminai, all sorts of arev for its type. Ayrev is usually translated as raven. Ves bas hayana, ves hatachmas, ves hashachaf, ves hanetz lamineyu, all these types. Ves hakais, ves hashalach, ves hayanshof. Many people translate yanshof as an owl, but as with all these, there's a machlaikes. Ves antinchemes, ves hakas, ves haracham, all of these. Ves hachasida, ha'anafa lamina. Some translate anafa as the heron. Ves haduchifas, Rashi translates that as wild rooster. In Eretz Yisrael, in modern day Hebrew, aduchifas is the hoopoe bird. Ves hatalef, and many translate atalef as a bat. But then again, as we keep on saying, many of these are machlaikes. We don't necessarily know what these birds are. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yotes Hachasida Zu Daya Levana. V'lominik Rashma Chasida. Why is it called Chasida? She'ayisa Chasida Sim Chavrusa B'mezaynis. It does favors. It does chesed. It does kindness with its friends when it comes to food. Pat Chomish Pasuk Chaf Kol Sheretz Ha'ayif. Any creeping thing with birds. Ha'hoylich Al Arba. They go on four. Sheketzu Lachem. That's an abomination for you. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chaf Sheretz Ha'ayif. It's a creeping thing with birds. Him Hadakim. These are the small things. Hanemuchim. They're low flying. flying, that they creep on the ground. For example, zvuvim, flies, tsraim, wasps, yatushim, mosquitoes, and chagavim, grasshoppers. All the following you are allowed to eat, mikol sharetzaif, from creeping things of birds, ha'ilech al arba, they go on four, asher loikra'ayim, they also have jumping legs, mimal raglov, on top of its regular legs, lenater behen al aret. These jumping legs are used to spring forth with them on the ground. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk of aleph. What does that mean, al arba? Al arba aglaim, they go on four legs, mimal raglov, but they have these other legs on top of that. Samach tzavari, near their neck, yesh like min shtei raglaim, they have something that looks like two legs, levad arba raglov, besides the regular four legs. And when it wants to fly and jump really far, it strengthens itself with these two extra legs, and then it shoots forward. And there's many species like this. But we don't really know what they are, says Rashi. Because there's four different simanim that make them tahar. They have four legs. They have four wings. They have these two added on legs, and its wings cover the majority of it. And all these simanim are found in the ones that we have. Some of them have long heads. Some of them don't have tails. It has to be called a chagav. But we don't know how to differentiate between all these different types, says Rashi. If you want to know what these are called, as the following you're allowed to eat, as all different types of arbe, all different types of solom, all different types of chargol, all different types of chagav. And any creeping, flying things that have four legs, that is an abomination for you. Rashi Pasuk of Gimel tells us, this is teaching you, if it has five legs, tahar, so it's tahar, and you're allowed to eat it. And from the following, you will become tame. Anyone that touches their carcass, yitma ad arev, will be tame until the evening. And if someone carries a piece of their nevela of their carcass, he has to wash his clothing, and he's going to become tame until the evening. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Dalin, Ula'elo, Hasidim Le'amar Lamata Be'inyan, the ones that we're going to be mentioning in the Pasukim, Titamo, Klemer Benigasim Yesh Toma. If a person touches them, he's going to become Tomei. Pasuk of Hayan Rashi, V'chol Anaisim Nevlasim, Komakim Shenemer Tomas Maso. Anytime it talks about Toma because someone carried something, Chamurim Tomas Mago, that's a stronger type of Toma than just touching it. Shitu Unikibis Begadim, because becoming Tomei through Masa, carrying something, also requires him to wash his clothing. Back to Chomish Pasuk of Vav, L'chala Behema Asher Hima Fresas Parso. Any animal that has split hooves, v'shesa inena shaisas, but it's not completely split into two, v'geira inena mala, or doesn't chew its cud, t'meim heim lachem, those are tame to you, k'lan agi abahem yitma, anyone that touches them is going to become tame. Let's just see Rashi v'yir pasuk ha-vav, mafresas parsa v'shesa inena shaisas, it has split hooves, but it's not completely split into two, k'gan gamal, like a camel that we said before, sheparsasei seduka l'mala, the top of its hoof is split, avo l'mata himuchubers, but it's connected on the bottom. K'alim yatch over here is teaching you, shenivlas behema t'meim etama, that the carcass of a non-kosher animal is matame, someone that touches it. And b'inyan shebaseifa parsha perish al behema tahara. We're going to be talking about tahar animals later on. V'atachomish pasuk of zayin. V'chol ha'ilech al kapav, any animal that goes on its palms. V'chol ha'chaya ha'ilechas al arba, any wild, non-domesticated animal that goes on four. T'meim heim lechem, they're tame to you. K'lan again b'nevasim yitma ad arev, anyone that touches their carcass is going to be tame till the evening. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk of zayin. What does that mean, al kapav? K'gayin, for example, kelev v'day v'chatul, like a dog, a bear, or a cat. T'meim heim lechem, they're tame to you. Lamaga, if you touch them. One that carries their nevela, he has to also wash his clothing. He becomes tami till the evening. These are tami to you. And the following creepy crawly things on the ground are tami to you. All these things for their kind. Again, even though these are subject to machlekes, what exactly they are, chaylid is many times translated as weasel, achbar is many times translated as mouse, and sov is usually understood as a ferret, even though in modern day Hebrew it's the turtle. Anaka, some translate as hedgehog, lata'a would be a lizard, chaymet would be a slug or a snail, and tinchames would be a mole of sorts. Eilat meim lechem v'chol hasharetz, all these are tametu with all creeping things, kol anagia behem b'maisim yitma da'arev, anyone that touches them after they die will be tamet till the evening. And v'chol asher yipol olav mehem b'maisim yitma, if something had a piece of them after they die, fall on it, they're going to become tame. For example, mikol kli'etz, any sort of wooden utensil, a beged, or a garment, a or something made out of leather, a isak. Kol kli asher yasa melacha b'hem, any kli, the melacha is done with this kli, so it's going to become tame if a piece of a dead sheretz falls on it. B'mayim yuva, it has to be put into water, meaning it has to be immersed in a mikvah. V'tame ad ha'erev, it's going to become tame till the evening, v'taher, and then it becomes tahar. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk lamed beis, b'mayim yuva, v'afla achret filasai. It's tame even after it was put in a mikvah. Tame hu l'sruma ad ha'erev, you're not allowed to use this kli for truma up until the evening. V'achar kach, once it's hit evening time, v'taher, then it becomes tahar, b'erev shemesh. Once the sun has set, kli is 100% tahar, even allowed to be used for truma. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the last daily in the parsha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.